أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ووالد وما ولد. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد. We have started with Surah Al-Balad, and Allah Ta'ala took qasam of the city of Makkah Sharif, and also that Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born in Bread Day, that Allah Ta'ala had made the haram, which is haram, to do any violence, any criminal activity, any punishment there, but for a little while Allah permitted it for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to punish certain offenders. And after that again, it is not permissible to have any violence in the haram of Makkah till the day of Qiyamah. Or it refers to that Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will return and is a great and honorable conqueror of Makkah Sharif. This is also a great striking proof of the truthfulness of Makkah or of the Quran Sharif. This ayat was revealed at the time when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was persecuted in every way. Nobody would listen to him in any way, and they made life very, very difficult for him. 3 years they were boycotted in the valley of Abu Talib. What persecution and difficulty they went through. But at that time, the Quran Sharif promised that the day will come when he will be in this very city with great honor and respect. And it was only 8 years of the year of Hijri that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam entered Makkah Sharif, and with what great honor. And those very same people who persecuted him, who caused him great difficulty and harm, were coming now and begging for forgiveness. So this is where one side it proves the great honor of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. On the other side it shows the great truthfulness of the Quran Sharif, that every promise of the Quran is true. Just as a point of reference, where the Quran Sharif said that Constantinople, that is the Roman Empire, will be captured by the Muslims. And after 800 years it took place when Muhammad Fatih, and what a great and magnificent conquer of Constantinople, of Istanbul as we know it today, took place. So every word of the Quran Sharif is 100% true, and what it has taught us about dunya and about akhirat is also 100% true. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, وَوَالِدِيُمْ وَمَا وَلَدْ. And Allah Ta'ala takes qasam or qasam hai jeene ki aur jo usne janne ke jante ki aur jo usne jana. And Allah Ta'ala takes promise of those that the person through whom birth and life came into this world, that is Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and whom he gave birth to, that came into this world through him, that is his children, the progeny of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Ulama have written a striking point here, that where Allah Ta'ala took qasam of Makkah Sharif and of the Kaaba particularly, which is there. And this was awwal baytin wudi'a lin-nas, the very first house that Allah had made for the benefit of mankind. So it was only right that the first person for mankind will be also mentioned, and that is Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and his progeny, his offspring, the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of Makkah Sharif also, the haram of Makkah. Allah takes qasam of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and his children also. And these quite a few qasams which are taken by Allah Rabbul Izzat. So it means a very important subject is going to be discussed after this. A person does not just take a qasam for small and trivial matters. And Allah, who is the greatest, he will take qasam only for very, very important matters. And that very important, amongst those very important matters are, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. تَحْقِيق, humne banaya aadmi ko mehnat mein. There is no doubt that we have made insan, mankind, in toil, in hard work. That is, man has to work hard. And in that, that is a reality also, and there is only goodness for man when he works hard. so that he was created in toil and hard work. We see right from the beginning, when a child is born, it is also quite an exercise. It isn't just a simple, straightforward thing, but what and what the child goes through, and then all the different challenges the child faces from the very beginning, when it cannot speak, its stomach is sore, and the mother might be giving it some other medicine. Doctor might not diagnose it correctly. What difficulties? Childhood that the child goes through, and every child, what challenges everyone faces. We all might be sitting comfortably now, we might have forgotten how many went through how many illnesses, how many little children went through what poverty before they came to some status. How many went through different hardships, difficulties, torments, abuse, torture, what things man goes through. And all of man is subject to this all the time. Whether it is some illness a person is facing, whether it is some financial problems he's facing, whether some dispute and argument with somebody is facing, but all the time, whether it is the death of a person and is going through that trauma of facing that death in the family, whatever he's going through, but this is for man all the time. And Allah has made it for man like this. And in that, Allah is testing man that through these difficulties, we are now, are you going to obey our commandments, or are you just going to be focused on your difficulties? In all these difficulties and hardships, the main focus must be still on the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Jannat is not so cheap. Ala inna sil'atallahi ghaliya. Ala sil'atallah al-jannah. The transaction Allah has made is very expensive. And that is the transaction of Jannat. Jannat is not free and just on the plate, but a man has to work for it. So Allah made his life that he has to toil and work hard. We have got challenges at work today, there is a problem. Tomorrow there is a problem with our water account, electricity account. The next day there is an argument with the neighbor. Continuously these things take place. But with all this, Allah wants to see if we will fulfill His commandments or not. And in this we have to focus, our primary object must be the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Like we came for Fajr, then our Fajr is most important in our life. Everything else comes afterwards. But for every person, his ibadat of Allah Ta'ala is his priority. And then his other things. But how many of us, we will forsake our namazes also to earn our livelihood. We got some other problem. We are rushing to the hospital. We are rushing to the police station for something. And in that our namazes get qaza. With all that, that is on its place and has to be seen to. But our namazes and the commandments of Allah Ta'ala must be observed at all times. And so this difficulty and hardship Allah Ta'ala has put man into and tested him in this. Also, kabat is also the liver or the spleen of a person in the body. So Allah created him in that. Ulama have explained also, when a person toils and works hard, then the spleen, the liver, and the organs of the body function to their maximum, and then his health is very good. And as soon as, unfortunately, we have fallen into so much of comfort today and luxury, everything has become at a press of a button. Everything has become so easy, therefore our illnesses and sicknesses have also increased so much. When people work hard, and we see till today, people who walk to work for 5 kilometers, 10 kilometers, you will find that they are very healthy. That they are working all the time, they are very healthy. And when we are eating very, very rich food, and we are not working, so naturally illnesses have to come. And all the serious illnesses that which we are facing is because we have taken this sort of a very comfortable and luxurious life. Allah wants a life where a person works hard. And all this hard work, the height of it was given to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. in Mecca Sharif, what and what did he not have to face? The persecution of the people, so much so that they wanted to assassinate him, kill him, so much so that he was made helpless to leave Mecca Sharif and migrate and go away to Medina Sharif. So when that happened to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then where are we going to be spared? If we want goodness as Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam followed the pattern Allah made for him, and Allah made him not only a conqueror of Mecca Sharif but of the world. Allah made him the king of this dunya and of akhirat also, the king of jannat also. That was all on hard work, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam till his last moments worked hard. Really, for a Muslim there is no retirement also. Retiring is in the qabr. A person makes a big mistake when he retires in this world. If he works hard all the time, his health also remains good. And a person must realize, especially a Muslim, that his retirement is only in the qabr, where he will enjoy his full retirement and all the benefits of his retirement he will get there. May Allah make us understand this, that these not be just words, but that Allah makes it a reality in our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana.